Hello, Oklahoma. Jim Apel with OklahomaFarmReport.com. Grain futures were mostly higher today. We'll check the opening numbers as the markets open this afternoon. But first, we'll hear from Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. Justin?
Grain futures surprised most of the traders today by closing higher despite the rainfall we've seen here in Oklahoma and Kansas and Texas. There's been reports of large amounts, well, we consider large amounts of snowfall in Kansas, 4 to 10 inches in varying places, and a little bit less than that here in Oklahoma. But any precipitation is welcome and should improve the wheat crop. You know, we've seen the wheat actually improve since the last little bit of moisture we got a week or so ago, and there's more in the forecast. So the surprise was Kansas City wheat actually closed higher, 6 to 8 cents higher, 8 and a quarter cents higher in March, and then July was 6 and three quarters higher at 7.94 and three quarters. We started off this morning steady to a little bit lower, and there's reports that Egypt bought a cargo load of U.S. wheat, which perked up the market a little bit, and that being a little bit oversold on the technical studies made for a little bit of a technical correction to the upside. Still below the moving average, and with this rainfall, it looks like our yield potential improves a little bit. But at these lower prices, you know, this is the lowest, or yesterday we were the lowest we've been in 6 months or so. And knowing that, the world market's also noticing that and possibly going to buy more wheat from the U.S. here in the future. And there's a good likelihood that we'll be we will only improve our chances of selling wheat as we're possibly going to have more wheat than everybody else in the world. So overall, the outlook on the export market is good. And it looks like the production side is going to be good, which you would think would push prices lower. But the exports kind of made the day, and the technical correction to the upside is kind of what controlled the market.
Thanks, Justin. That's Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. Turning to the grain markets as they open on this Wednesday afternoon, Kansas City wheat March contract is trading down a half point at 776 and three quarters. July contract is down 1 1/4 points at 793 even. On the Chicago Board of Trade, March contract is trading down 1 1/4 right now at 737 and one quarter. The July contract is off 1 1/4 as well at 746 and three quarters. Looking at the row crops on the Chicago Board of Trade this afternoon, corn March contract is trading at 699 and three quarters. That's down three quarters. The July contract is down one half at 682 and one quarter. Soybeans are trading down as well this evening, down 3 3/4 cents on the March contract at 1479 even. And the July contract is down 4 1/2 cents at 1452 even. That's a look at your grain markets as they open on Wednesday evening. For OklahomaFarmReport.com, I'm Jim Apel.